This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In the military, there's a term called HUMINT, which means human intelligence. This is intelligence that you get from human subjects. And then there's SIGINT, which is signals intelligence. This is information that you get from, you know, broadcast information, radio signals. You could say that computer information, emails, and so on is part of SIGINT. I think the military considers that to be the case. Well, those of us who are not in the military, those of us who are just trying to navigate this world, we can also use the same kind of intelligence gathering that the military uses. We can gather HUMINT and SIGINT, and we can tell an incredible amount about what the globalists are planning, what they're doing, and what's coming. And so that's my focus here for this podcast, is to help translate a lot of SIGINT and HUMINT and to lay out what the globalists are trying to accomplish. Now, just as a bit of background, you should note that when we say the globalists, they are not a homogenous group of people who all agree with each other. There is tribalism even at the globalist level. So there are different factions, just like there are in every organization. There are factions inside the federal government, obviously. There are factions inside local government. Well, there are also factions among globalists. So they don't all act in unity. And so the plans that one group of globalists may have don't normally go according to plan, even though they have a tremendous amount of influence and they engage in social engineering, fabricating false flag hoaxes, starting wars, overthrowing national leaders, doing all the things they do in geopolitics and banking and finance and so on. Even though they do all that, they still don't have absolute control over the course of humanity's future. They can be slowed down in some cases. They can be contradicted, maybe even halted in certain ways. For example, the election of President Trump was absolutely not in the plans of the globalists. That was something that really surprised them, legitimately surprised them. And so Trump being president has slowed the agenda that they had for the United States. And if you want to understand the agenda that they had laid out for the USA, it's very simple. Just go back and look at Barack Obama and the things that he put in place for Hillary Clinton to exploit as president. Barack Obama, for example, systematically disassembled the United States military. He defunded it. He fired all the best generals. He gave weapons, funding, and technology to Iran in order to destabilize the Middle East. He arranged for the theft of the U.S. surveillance drone by Iran. He arranged for the theft of U.S. military personnel information by communist China. Obama was a treasonous traitor operating from within to allow America's enemies to have, you know, secrets, to dominate the United States in any future military engagement. I mean, he arranged, for example, for those U.S. Navy scout boats to be captured. I think, was that also Iran? Gosh, I think it was. Obama arranged for all kinds of military secrets to be given away or stolen. And that was part of his whole game plan to destroy America. But he also destroyed or attacked America's culture. He tried to set off a race war in America. So these are just a few of the things that Obama did. Well, Hillary Clinton's plan was to carry that forward and accelerate it. Hillary Clinton was going to criminalize conservative media, for example, and she had an arrest list of individuals who were conservative media publishers, and she was planning to have all those people arrested or assassinated. And by the way, my name was on that list, and many others in independent media. Hillary Clinton was supposed to open America's borders, allow the country to be flooded with illegals, to surrender America's sovereignty to the United Nations, and to push for the ratification of all of the global treaties that Obama signed, but the Senate did not yet ratify, such as the Paris Accords and the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which would have put in place global level gun confiscation laws in the United States, but run from Brussels and United Nations globalists. So that was Hillary Clinton's plan. And when she did not win the election, of course, that spilled their beans all over the floor. And now Trump is still in there, you know, throwing hand grenades all over Washington, D.C. and blowing up deep state swamp creatures, which is exactly what we elected him to do. So don't think that the globalists always succeed in their plans. They don't. And that's the good news. You have control over where humanity goes from here. I mean, we all do collectively. So never think that it's hopeless. Never think that it's all already written. Never think that you're doomed to fate. You can make a difference. You can change the course of human history from this day forward. And that's really why I do what I do, because I believe that we make our own history. I believe that when we are empowered with good information, when we have new, enhanced ways of thinking or understanding or connecting the dots of what's happening in the world, then we can make better decisions about the projection of humanity into our shared future. And that's what I do at naturalnews.com. That's effectively, that's the basic reason why people listen to this podcast or read the website. So I thank you for doing that. Now, let's get into more details about what the globalists are planning to do. If you've been reading articles recently that I've published, you notice I've gone into the global annihilation agenda to annihilate 90% of the human race. This is the new and prominent agenda now that globalists have been handed orders by other parties, we'll say for now. Maybe I'll talk about it later. Globalists have been told to find ways to exterminate 90% of the human race. And so that gets translated into many of these globalists to say, to convince them that the planet will implode, that it will be destroyed unless 90% of the existing human population is annihilated. And so everything that they've been doing recently has been designed to accomplish that goal. It is a depopulation, eugenics, you know, government genocide type of goal. And they're not going to quit until they manage to collapse the human population globally. So when you look at how they want to dim the sun and they want to collapse the global food supply and they want to eliminate carbon dioxide, which grows food crops, you know, carbon dioxide is a fertilizer for plants that's in the air. They want to eliminate it. They want to cause a food collapse. But more importantly, they want to cause the outbreaks of infectious disease that follow a food collapse. As that's happening, they are planning to release weaponized biologicals into the wild so that first they're going to weaken humanity politically, geopolitically. They're going to set off strife. They're going to set off madness. This part's already done. This is like chapter one, and they've already accomplished all that. Then they're going to collapse the global food supply and unleash biological weapons that add outbreaks of infectious disease to a global population that's already reeling from economic poverty and cultural strife and political strife. And the reason all of this is being done is because, look, they have to eliminate the human population for the most part, but they can't do it in a way that humans wake up and notice, hey, we're being eliminated. So they can't have UN troops run around the world and just shoot everybody in the face. Although I'm sure they would like to do that because that's the way globalists see people now. They see you as a useless human, what do they call it? Useless eater. Just a pawn in their crazy agenda. They want to get rid of you. But they can't do it overtly. They can't run around shooting everybody. They can't round you up, throw you in boxcars like they did in Nazi Germany. So they have to come up with ways to kill people off that people won't notice it's happening, or better yet, blame Trump for it somehow. So what they've come up with is this idea that every food crop failure is going to be blamed on what? Oh, climate change. And climate change is whose fault? It's Trump's fault. So you see, as they are unleashing biological weapon systems, they can also claim that it's the fault of anti-vaxxers. So gosh, everybody's getting not just the measles, but a new weaponized measles strain, a biologically engineered measles that is vaccine resistant, by the way. And they can blame the anti-vaxxers. So what you're seeing unfold around the world right now is all of these efforts to mass murder people, but to blame their political enemies. Because if you're wondering, how does this make sense to the globalists? At the very highest levels, the globalists have been promised that they will inherit a depopulated Earth. They will become the masters of the future of humanity. They've been promised this, that they will be the kings of this domain with endless robot servants, and they will merge with the machines via transhumanism, and they will be given the longevity cures that lengthen their telomeres, and they will be able to live forever as kings and queens over the domain of planet Earth with their slave robot workers. And they'll keep just enough humans alive to program the robots and build, you know, maintain the robots and whatever that robots can't do. They need a few humans for some things, like research and development, you know. Who's going to design the military weapons and so on? That's going to be humans for now, but even long-term, that will be replaced by AI systems as well. So eventually, they don't need any humans. Eventually, it's all AI. But these globalists think that they are going to inherit the Earth. And this is the promise that they've been told. They've been promised essentially immortality. They think they're going to be uplifted from humans into gods. But in order to do this, they have to mass murder 6 billion human beings first. And they are willing to do it. This is what's amazing. They're stepping up to the plate, so to speak, and saying, yeah, they're willing to murder a few billion other useless eaters as they see them, as long as they become the gods and the kings and the rulers over this domain. And they love the idea of Earth being depopulated, because then they think the planet's going to be green and pristine and clean. They won't have the pollution. They won't have the piles of trash caused by human consumption. And they won't have, this is a big deal, they won't have the people collecting entitlement benefits. They won't have to go bankrupt paying out food stamp money. They won't have to pay out retirement benefits. Every world government right now, virtually, is on the brink of bankruptcy if they have to keep paying these entitlements. And the only way for them to stay solvent is to eliminate the recipients of the entitlements. This is especially true in the United States, which is over $21 trillion in debt. If they don't eliminate the masses, the government goes into Ponzi debt bankrolling and bankruptcy, eventually arriving at a Minsky moment sometime right around the year 2030, when everything goes belly up, if not sooner. So to avoid that, they have to kill off. They literally have to kill off over 100 million people. And they're willing to do it. And they're willing to do this globally. The globalists don't value all the, 800 million people in India, whatever the population that there is now. They don't value the billion plus people in China. They don't value African people, for sure. They use them all as medical guinea pigs for their vaccine experiments and Ebola experiments. They don't value human life at all. They don't need you. They don't want you around. Someone kind of challenged me on this the other day. It was like, well, wait a minute. The globalists are making money off all these human workers. They're getting rich. They're getting money. Money is a fictional construct. They don't need money when they own all the robots and all the raw materials and resources and all the land. They don't need money. Money is just a stand-in for these other things. Money is only useful to the minion slaves who are serving the globalists from their point of view. Globalists don't need money. All they need is planet Earth. They need to own all the intellectual property. They need to own all the real estate. They need to own all the robots. They want land. They want water and oceans, and especially the rare earth minerals that are used to build exotic technology systems, including space travel systems and solar energy systems and other exotic systems. They don't need people. They don't even need money. All they need is control. All they need is power. So eliminating the people is a way to do that. Also, they don't want democracy. They're infuriated over the idea that people voted in Donald Trump, causing the globalists to lose that election in America. This convinced them that democracy is bad and democracy has to go. They don't want people to be able to vote ever. They want to dictate who's in charge and where the power comes from. They don't want voters to be able to overrule the controlled media that told us that Hillary Clinton was going to win hands down. Remember that? They don't want individual voices to question the status quo of central banks or the US dollar or a military imperialism around the world or occupation of foreign lands. They don't want anybody to even be alive, to have consciousness, to be able to question the official narrative, which is all just one big lie. They don't want you. They don't need you. They don't need any humans except just a very small group that they choose to keep alive, which includes themselves. But even then, they ultimately want to destroy themselves by merging with the machines. Remember that ultimately these people are transhumanists, which means they believe that the era of humanity is over. They believe that they are overseeing the last chapter of humanity, and it's their job to get rid of humanity, to usher in the next era, which, of course, is transhumanism and AI systems and even a combination of that, which is, they think, your soul uploaded to a computer and then augmented with artificial intelligence to the point where you become a super god brain. You become a god. This is what they think is going to happen. Yeah, they're insane. Yeah, they're completely psychopathic, deranged. You know, they have no idea what they're really doing, but they're convinced. They're convinced that this is the way to do it. And so as long as they are convinced, then they're going to pursue it, and they're going to carry out their mass genocide, and they're going to try to murder 6 billion humans so that they can become gods. Okay, you got it? Now, maybe in another podcast, I'll talk about the people that they think are gods who they think are talking to them and giving them instructions on how to become post-human gods. So that's the other part of the story. These people aren't acting alone. They're actually getting instructions from, well, somewhere else. We'll talk about that later. This is Mike Adams here. You can read my website, naturalnews.com. Stay informed. And wow, what else can you do? Well, be ready. Be ready for what's coming, because if you can survive the mass, the global culling of humanity, then you may be allowed to live. I'll talk about that later. But just stay safe and get prepared. There's a lot coming down. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic, so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.